for a moment Simon Pizayin de Tour. Isa was a beholo Xiv was Vasha Biba Halevimei Vinema Gimu Pomi Vetero Echod Nisa Bishul Echod Nisa Rachile Echod Nisa Ranoi. So that's a Gemore in Kolaposot of Kuftesvom. The Gemore mentions a number of Yalfuses, but this is the Yalfuse that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot mentions, the Torah mentions, all the Rishonim mentions, that because the Torah mentions the love of Lisvash Di B'chalei Vimei, three times, in Mishpoti, in Kisiso, and Rei, so the three times imply a threefold Isa, a Isa of Bishul Basa B'chalov, a Isa of Achil Basa B'chalov, and a Isa of Anoyel Basa B'chalov. But the Iser of Achille and Anoye Midraise is based upon the Bishul. In other words, Midraise, it's not Oser to eat, let's say, a sandwich of meat and cheese. But only Midraise, it's Oser, if meat and cheese were cooked together, then it's Oser Bachel. So, Echon is a Bishul, Echon is a Achille, Echon is a Anoye. The Haiti is a Achille, Bilosh and Bishul. Leimar, Sheino Osa Minateire, Elo Derer Bishl, Avum Drabonon Osa Becholin, Ugdi Labdavki, Yoadina Mesheir Seveis, Veloishne Bechalavime, Veloishne Becholvacheres, Elo Shediber Akosu Behim, Veneig Elo Biteiro, Kin Bosa Behimoteiro, Becholov Teheiro, Avu Bosa Teheiro, Becholov Behimot Meyo, Oi Bosa Meyo, Becholov Teheiro. So, Sachayo Bei, Afilu Bicholo, Teheiro, Enam Drabonon, Muta Bibisholano. Now, this is the Gemara says, Gemara learns it out from Sukim that Boso, Meyo, Bicholo, is not us. Boso Bei, Boso, Meyo, Bicholo, is not us. Or, let's say, Boso Teheiro, but the Cholo is Behemot Meyo, is not us either. Is not Osarid. Now, so on that point, all the Tanoim agree. There is no Machlekes. All the Tanoim agree that there is no Isa of Bosa Becholov. There is no Isa of Bosa Becholov when it's Bosa Behemot Meyo with Cholov. Or Cholov Meyo with Bosa. But there is a Machlekes Tanoim in regard to another question. How about Psachayo Becholov? How about Psarei Becholov? How about Psarei Becholov? So Rabbi Akiva says that Midraise, the Yisra of Bosa Becholov applies only to Psar Behema Becholov, but it doesn't apply to Psarei Becholov, nor does it apply to Psar Chayo Becholov. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. But Midrabonon Rabbi Akiva says Psar Behema Becholov, Psar Chayo Becholov is Oser, and Psarei Becholov is Oser. Rabbi Yisrael Lili is not as far as the Anidraisa level, he is not as makir as Rav Akiva, because Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds that Psachayo Becholov is also Anidraisa. But in regard to Psarei Becholov, he is more makir than Rav Akiva. Whereas Rav Akiva holds that Midraisa Psachayo Becholov and Psarei Becholov is muter, but Midrabonim Bohuta Rosea, Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds that Psachayo Becholov is also Midraisa, but Psarei Becholov he holds is muter in Midrabon. So, in Kemish Rabbi Yisrael Lili, so who you eichlin Psarei Becholov, even Midrabon it's muter, there is no Isa. Alright, then there is Rabbi Yenesli. Rabbi Yenesli says that there is a chiyuv malkes for Psachayo Becholov and for Psarei Becholov. Rabbi Yenesli. There are some Rishonim who say that the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva also agree with Rabbi Yenesli. Rabbi Yenesli spelled out, that's the whole sugya of Kuftesvov, Kuftesayim, in Chum. Rabbi Yenesli spells it out that there is a chiyuv malkes for Psar Chayo Becholov and for Psarei Becholov. But, and Rabbi Akiva says, there is no Isa Deraise by Psar Chayo Becholov and by Psarei Becholov. What about the Chachomim? So it's not mentioned. But the same thing we say, since the Gemara spells out that Rabbi Akiva is the one who says there is no Yisa Bosa Becholov with the Raisa by Psachaya Becholov and Psachaya Becholov, that means the Chachomim Achirik, that means the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yenis. But the same thing we say, it's only Rabbi Yenis who says that the Yisa Bosa Becholov with the Raisa applies to Psachaya Becholov and to Psachaya Becholov. But the Chachomim, they don't commit themselves. Alright. So Teisves, all the Rishayim except Teisves, Daf Kuf Dalet. Yeah, Daf Kuf Dalet on the base, the bottom Teisves, Oy Fugvino Ei, Bosa Ugvino Loi. So, all Teisves passes, like Rabbi Yenis, that Psarei Becholov, not only Psachayo Becholov, but even Psarei Becholov is also Mirazi. But all the other Rishayim, pass that both Psachayo Becholov is only Osam the Rabbanon, and Psarei Becholov is Osea only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam also, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tes, that's the Perek where he discusses the Dino Pesach Becholov, pass that the Psachayo Becholov is only Osam the Rabbanon. There is a Rambam to the contrary in Hilchos Mamre, when he discusses examples of machlekes between the Zok Mamre and the Bezna Godo. When is the Zok Mamre Mechuyev Mise, when is the Zok Mamre not Mechuyev Mise. So from that, Loshna Rambam it's mashma, that only Psarei Becholov is muta Mudraise, but Psachai Becholov is Mudraise, but that's a difficult Loshna Rambam. And many explain that Loshna Rambam so that it shouldn't conflict with the Psacha Rambam in Macholes Asuras Periktes, that there is no Yisad Raise being by Psarei Becholov, being by Psachai Becholov. Anyway, except for Teisves, all the Rishayim passed that there is no Yisa the Raise of Bosa Becholov by Psarei Becholov and by Chayev Becholov. Alright. So Ugdil Avdavke do Adina Mesheir Sevei, Tzulish Nim Chalavim, El Shokho Acheres, El Akos Veim. Vei Nei Gal Veteiro, Kim Bos Psar Veim Veteiro, Becholov Teiro, Av Bosa Teiro, Becholov Veim Veteiro, Oib Bosa Pneiro, Becholov Teiro, Psachayo Veiv, Afilu Becholov Teiro, Eino Elo Midrabonon, Umuta Bibishol Vanon. Now, here there is some question, what does the two mean? When the two says, Eini Elo Midrabonon, Umuta Bibishol Vanon. So some assume that it is reference to psar bosa teiro b'cholov b'imot meyoz. So midrabon nitzosa. What it mean midrabon nitzosa? B'achile nitzosa anyway. Midraise mitzadi yiseh. Mitzadi yiseh of tam ki ikeh of b'imot meyo or of cholov p'tome. So, but it means midrabon nitzosa b'bishlo nitzosa b'anoi. Yes, some say that. So some assume that when the Torah says Upsachayo veiv, afilu becholov teiro, einom drabon got bishan noye. So the einom with drabonon, the einom yellow with drabonon. So that it is muter. So upsachayo veiv, afilu becholov teiro, einom yellow with drabonon. Umuta bishan noye. So with bishan noye, it's not osea. So what does it mean einom with drabonon? Some say that he has referenced all the items mentioned, not only the last item. Psachayo bei, im psateiro bicholov bei matmeyo, or bosa bei matteiro bicholov teiro. So it's also osam de rabbanon. Now, what does it mean osam de rabbanon? It's osam de raise. So, but in addition to the isa de raise of bei matmeyo or cholov bei tamei, so there is a nest an isa de rabbanon of achile, but not of bishul anoy. Not of bishul anoy. Now, what's the purpose? Why should the chachomim be misake? And this is the Rabbanon of Achille, when it's also anyway in the Raise, so they are wasting the time. The answer is that certain Afkiminis. Because let's say, according to Rabbi Ephraim says that Aloche of Tichanasis Nevele doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. But Bosa Becholov, it certainly applies. That's the essence of Bosa Becholov. So Nevele, here the Chachomim or Misake, that where Bosa Tmeo was cooked together with Cholov Teiro, or vice versa. Cholov Tomei was cooked with Bosoteiro. So anyway, it's also Bachile anyway, Misad Yisar of Tomei. But it's also affected with the Yisar Rabbonon of Bosot Becholov. So Mimele, if that will say Chtichanas is Nevele, or Likabi Chtichol Yitzchavi. So they say that the Pashtis Halosh of the two, Upsachai, yeah. אבל בסת הירו בכל במתנאי או בסת פניה בכל תירו ובסחיו ואיף אפילו בכל תירו אינם דרבונן ומותה בבישול והנויה. So the mitzvah, so the einim drabonon has referenced all the items mentioned, not only the psachayim, but other nesikim say no. Why should the chachamim be misakim that it's also ba'achile? And since the Torah spells out the mutar bebishul vanoy, so legabi achile it's also anyway mitzatam kikia or beimet meyo or cholof meyo. So when the Torah says, so we say when the Torah says einim drabonon, it has referenced the psachayim. So then Chachomim had to answer it, but Psar Behemot Meyo Bechol of Teo. So there is no need in answering, even though there could be enough Kemine Ligabei Chticho in Ischabeit and Ligabei Chtich Nasnoi. Alright. Ubeitim Hanimtsoyim Beifeitz Mutorim Lochlom Bechol. Bamedlam Amurim Shein Gmureis. Abul Minum Gmureis Have Kipsar Oiv Atzmei. Now this is based upon a Gemara in Beitze, Rav Zayin. Now the Gemara in Beitze, Rav Zayin says, the fifth big line that's I'm on base. Gufe. Hashikha the Sani Gilis, Umotso Babates in Mureis, Mutores, Rochon Becholov. Reb Yaakov Eimer, Imhoyu Mureis, Begidi Nasuris. So, suppose someone shechts the Tani Gilis, and then he finds eggs inside the Tani Gilis. Can you eat these eggs together with milk? In other words, do we consider these beitzim that were found inside the tanigeles, like prososon, really can't eat it with milk, or it does not have a din of prososon? So the tanikame says, hashir the tanigeles umotzom beitzim gmureis mutoris lochlo mechol. If it's gmureis, if it's finished, if it's complete, Reb Yaakov Eimer, if they are attached to the tanigeles, by means of gidin of veins, then they are sois. But if they are not new veins, they're not sois. Now there is a machlekes reshenim. What? Who is makil and who is machl? Most reshenim say that the chachomim, the tanekame is the makil, and the tanekame and Rabbi Yaakov is the machl. So in other words, Hashechet is Tanigilis and Tanikame is the maker. He says, Hashechet is Tanigilis and what's of a Beitzim Gmureis, Mutoris Lochlom Becholov. So as long as the eggs are complete, so then it's Muta Lochlom Becholov, even though they are attached to the Tanigilis by means of Gidin. So he's Meikil, so Rabbi Yaakov is Machmir, no. And he says, Imoyo Gmureis Begidin Asureis, even though they are Gmureis. So in other words, so most Rishonim say that the Tanakame, the Chachomim are Meikil, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. The Rashbam, the Mordechai, Perek Aleph of Beitze, mentions in the name of the Rashbam, he says the reverse, that it means, Hashechet is Tanigeles, Umotzov Beitzim Gmureis, Mutoris Lochlom Becholov. So that means the Tanakame is the Machmir. And the Rashbam explains that if it is a Tanigeles, what does it mean, Mureis? Mureis, according to the Rashbam, means a full egg. Now, if it looks the way an egg that is sold in the store looks, in other words, it not only has the yolk, the chalmei, it even has the white, it has the chalmei. And not only does it have the chalmein and the yolk and the white, it even has the shell. And what kind of a shell? A klipa kosher, a hard shell. That's what the Tanakama says. It's only muter if it's beitzim gmureis, completely complete. In other words, it has the chalmein and the klipa kosher. So then it's muter. Then Rabbi Yaakov says, even if it does not have a clipper kosher egg. Sometimes you open up a chicken, so you find a complete egg with a hard shell. But sometimes you find it has the helmet, and it even has a very soft shell. Very, very soft shell, but not a hard shell. So even if it does not have a clipper kosher, it just has a very soft shell. And as long as it's not attached to the taligeles, it's muta. Mashenkin, if it's still attached, so then it's awesome. So Rabbi Yaakov is the vehicle, because according to Tanikame, only if it's a Beit Mu'iz has a hard shell. Of course, if it has a hard shell, it couldn't be attached with Gidim. I mean, it's impossible. So that's the Rashbam Shite. But all the other Rishonim, they say that the Chachomim of Rabbi Yaakov are the Mechilim, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. But there is a Machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh on one hand, and the Rashba on the other hand. What's the meaning with Gmurz? What's the meaning of Gmurz? Of Gmurz. So Rashi and the Rosh say that Gmurz means that just the yoke is complete. The yoke, even though it has no white, no chelbein, it has just a chelbein, a yoke, no chelbein, no white, so it does not have enough bosor, and you can eat it with milk. And sometimes you open up a chicken, you just find the yolk, a small egg, just the yolk. So the Tanakhama says that this yolk can be eaten with milk. It does not have enough bosor, unless the yolk itself is incomplete. Then even Tanakhama is made it, that it's awesome. But if the yolk is complete, even though it has no white whatsoever, so it does not have enough bosor, you can eat it with milk. So then, and then Rabbi Yaakov says, so he is the maker. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, imoyomur is begin nasur, he's mach. This is the pshat of Rashi and the Rosh. The Rashbo says that Beitzim Gmurais, he explains like Rashi, except on one point, he differs from Rashi. Gmurais, according to Rashbo, means not just yoke, but yoke and white. Chalmein and chalmein. But shell is not necessary. Not only a hard shell is not necessary. Even a soft shell is not necessary. As long as it has both, the yolk and the white, even though it's miureis, so it's meikir. Even though it's miureis, so it's muta. So Rabbi Yaakov is machmir, even though it has the yolk and the white, but it's still miureis, it's osa. But if it's not miureis, so even according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's muta, even though there is no shell. Not even a soft shell. Alright. Now then, how do we pasken? Do we pasken like the Tanekame, the Chachomim or Rabbi Yaakov? So most Rishonim pasken like Tanekame. But the Aloches Deiles paskens like Rabbi Yaakov. How does the Rif pasken? So there is some question whether the Rif paskens like the Chachomim, the Tanekame, or like Rabbi Yaakov. Alright, now let's see the two. Ubeitzim anitzoyim beifes mutorim lochom bicholom. Bamed vorem amurim shein gmureis. In other words, that's like the Tanakam. Avol meine gmureis, havi kipsari yifatzim. Vizeu gmuro, kosa parashbo, kol sheyish lo chelvein vchelvein. Avol pi shein gmuro begidi, harei ze gmuro. Eilo elo chelvein, adayin boso. Virashe pireish, kishenigmar achelvein. ועדיין האדומו, אומורו, מול השור של ביצים, המחובה באשקל, המחובה באשקל, שו, ויהיר מדבורו, שמטיר, from Rashi's Losh, נצמא שמע, שמטיר, אפילו אם הוא עדיין חלבים, if you know it has no white, just a yolk. דוגים וחגובים, מוטורים לא אוכלו מחול. כוסו ורמבה, המבשו בחמיטבריה, ומיושון, smoked, ודם שבישלי, בחולוב פוטר ואין ליקין על החלוסי משום בוסו בחולוב משום בוסו בחולוב. So in other words, if someone is מבשל בחמית וריה, so the Rambam paskens that it's osir, but there is no chiyuv malkes, because in order that there should be a nisa d'raise, there should be a chiyuv malkes, it must be nisbashel aloish. Klirishin. So then again, so Klirishin can end the din. Like hey, Shamin, so that story in the Shaila, where the person Cholov has the same din, is analogous to Shabbos or not. That's another Shaila, we'll discuss that. Anyway, but Chamit Varye, let's say it's Chamit Shabbos, Chamit Varye, so only one Tana says that there is a Chiv of Bishop. But we paskin that I'm Vashem Chamit Varye. What's Chamit Varye? Chamit Varye? Has heat. It's a geyser. So that's not Bishul. So Ligabe, Bosa Becholov, the Rambam paskins, it's not Bishul Midraise. But Osea, it is. The Cholapach is in the Rabbano. Umiushov, Vidam She Bishul Becholov, is Potter. Vinlei Kena Achelose. In other words, because Dam is not Bosa, so Midraise, the Yisar of Bosa Becholov, doesn't apply to Dam She Bishul Becholov. But in the Rabbano, it does apply. That's why the Rambam says Potter Vinlei Kena Achelose. Mishim Bosa Becholov. Hamivashil Soil Becholov Chayim. In other words, if it's a fetus, so that's Bosa. Even though it wasn't born yet. So then it's Chayim. V'chino Eichle. Hamivashil Salye Oyeya V'gidim V'atzomi. So the Salye, the afterbirth. So that's not Bosa. Yogidim va'atzomeis v'ikri kanayim utalfayim harakim b'cholov pota, because it's not boso v'cheino eich leipot ha'mivashel b'mei cholov oi b'cholov meiso oi b'cholov zocho. So sometimes, I mean, zocho doesn't have any cholov, but sometimes he has, it's an aberration. So then he is pota. So that Gemara learns out also from a pasuk. Because I'm vashel b'meicholov. Now what is meicholov? Now so there is a machlekes as to the meaning of meicholov. There is no. So some rishonim say that meicholov, that's nisyuve dechlovi. That's way, what we call in English the way. So that does not have a din of cholov. And meile, if you mivashe your boso together with whey, so there is no isad rice. But the assembly shem would say that mei cholov, is considered like cholov, and it's also midraise to be mivashe mei cholov whey with meat. But what is mei cholov that the Gemara learns out from the posik, that there is no isad rice of boso cholov? So this is a derivative of the whey. In other words, once you get away, then if you are mivashlet, so then some completely watery part of the milk, so will be separated. So that's the derivative of the whey. That does not have a din of cholov, but the whey itself has a din of cholov. And if you are, and there is a nisar of possible cholov when you are mivashlet whey with meat. So I'm vashel the mecholov and mecholov meiso and mecholov zocha pota because of adin over yourself the nisuve the cholove. In other words, way ain't the bchal mecholov. What's the matter? El mecholov ain't acha sheitzio min mecholov kol eichel kila acha sheosu kol agvino mi vashli hacholov veoichel tzof mil mayo velinisha bei el mayo behalme. So that's the derivative of way. Vizel anit ha mecholov. But way itself has a din of cholov. We got it, Bosco. Now, not another question. Cholov animtza b'keivu. Suppose you find cholov in a keivu. Lidas rabalfes eini cholov. Umutea livashel b'boso. Umutea livashel b'boso. So umutea lechatchile to b'mevashel. Even in Rabbono. Because it does not have a din of cholov. Afilu b'tzol shebo. Even if it's completely liquid. So it does not have a din of cholov. V'chein kosev haramba. V'rashe osre. And Rashi says that it's also amid Rabbanon. It's also amid Rabbanon. V'chosvel chosav shu cholov gomu. Afilu akobu shebo. So in other words, Rashi is machmir at the other extreme, at the other pole of the rib. Because according to the rib, it's muta levashol b'bosor, even if it's completely liquid. And according to Rashi, so the cholov that is found in the kevoi, even if it's completely solidified and coagulated, it still has a din of cholov, and it's also levashol b'bosor. So cholov gomer afilu akobu shebo. Kol shekna cholov. And Rav Netan makes it, is in between. He makes it pshat. Chilek akobu shebo ein cholov. the cholov that is found in the keivo. So if it is coagulated, so then it does not have a din of cholov. But avlatzolu, if it's completely liquid, avlatzolu, who cholov? So nifichach imolach hakeivo bichlovo neser mishimotza bicholov dimoliach kreteach vichein imomad bo yimechot ikomishkem vushel vimehem mitbo kvineitz im yeish bo embineis mitam asur is lerash afilu bikomish ul rab mitam vitzol davki. In other words, what it mean imehem mitbo kvineitz? Usually when we are mamid dinos today, so there is certainly shishi negative in the milk, negative in it. But he talks here that the two, so then there is no isa. In other words, the only problem is with cheese that are made, that are curdled with non-kosher rennet. Rennet that is obtained from behemoths that were not slaughtered, al-pidin. So then we have a problem because it's over a maimit, so the over a maimit that will develop the bottle. Masheinke, if let's say the cheese is made with kosher in it, and kosher in it by definition means not that it has a hechsher of a rabbi, but kosher in it means that it was obtained from a behemoth that was slaughtered al pedin. That's kosher in it. So then there is no problem. Why is there no problem? Because today when cheese is made, so there is certainly shishi in the milk negative in it. More than shishi. So why don't we say bottle? So many rishonim say, even though it's not mentioned by all rishonim, there are some rishonim lachelik. But that's the way we pass it. That the halacha of dovar hamayim midli bottle, I think I discussed it with Talmudis. So the dovar hamayim midli bottle has no application to bosa becholo. Because bosa becholov, so the bosa is eter and the cholov is eter. But the Torah answered, if you combine the two, in what way? If you combine the two in such a way that one gives a time in the other. When you cook milk with meat, so that one gives a time in the other, that the milk gives a time in the meat, or the meat gives a time in the milk, that's then the entity of bosa becholov is constituted. So that's the definition of bosa becholov. But if you have shishim, let's say you put the cave of a behemoth that is of shchut, so you put it in the milk and there is shishi, so then it couldn't give tam, so it's not an entity of bosa becholov, so you cannot say dovar hamayim midafilu bel of the bottle. When can we apply the principle of dovar hamayim midafilu bel of the bottle? If you take nivela in it, so it's also but there is shishi negative. So we say it's used to curdle, to stabilize, to coagulate. So mainly I feel a belly for the bottle. Basheinkin, when you take kosher rennet, the rennet of a behemoth that was nishchet okedin, so it's muter. It has to become oser as a result of becoming an entity of bosa becholov. But in order to become an entity of bosa becholov, so the rennet, the bosa, must give it time in the cholov. And if there is shishim, it doesn't give it time. So this is, it says, v'mehemit bo gvinei isim yeish ben b'neisim tam. So in other words, if there is no shishi, so yeish b'neisim tam, asur es l'rashi afilu b'korush, ul rab netam b'tzol davke. And according to Rav, it's never osa. V'chein ni maskona sadin over osa. All right, that's the... Now, kosov ateo, v'mechada. V'sifah shal di mechal levimei, gimu pomo. אחד מסביב שלו ואחד מסביב אחילה ואחד מסביב הנויה ויצא אחילה לו של בישלו לימר שאינו עושה מהתירה דרך בישלו אלו דרך בישלו אבל מדרבון לנו עושה בחולים נאו כל עושה בחולו שאינו עושה מן התירה מותה בנו. So that's the call, even though the Mashal is ready, but the Mashal is a Yochid. I mean, all the Rishayim say that any Bosa Becholo that is not osa midraise, so it's muta ba'anoye im midrabo. In other words, that means that psari b'cholo is muta ba'anoye. Psari b'cholo. Only psar behemo b'cholo is osa ba'anoye. But psari b'cholo, we do not say kol v'tikna up here, we do not say. Call the tikkun, I want to get the rice tikkun. So since the Chachomim or Misake, the tzarim b'cholov should be affected the nisa of pasa b'cholov b'drabonon. So in many ways it should conform to all the dinim of sabeima b'cholov. Should pasa b'anoye? No, we do not say. Kol pasa b'cholov should also matir muta b'anoye. So you mean the rabonon it's muta. Gedil avdav. Do adin sheir seveis. Lo ishne b'cholovim ve'lo ishne b'cholov acheres. Elo shedim ha'kosov b'heim. אין נייג אלו בפסר בהם או תהירו בחולו בהם או תהירו אבל בוסו תהירו בחולו תנאיו או בוסו תנאיו בחולו תהירו מותור לבישו ובענוי ופסר חיו בהי אפילו בחולו תהירו מותר בבישו ובענוי ואבחיר לסוד הדועת סועיב מדרבונו נצמותה בבישו ובענוי בשבענוי ואבחיר לא אינו עושה עם דרבונו אבל דוגים וחגובים אין בו אמיסר אפילו מן רבון דוגי בחגוב אם אין בו אמיסר אפילו מן רבון right now ונועגו לעסייס חולוב משקדים now here we have it בקחילה של רמון ונועגו לעסייס חולוב משקדים ומניחים בו בשרי הויל ואיני רק מן רבון אבל בשר בהימו יש לו ניח אצל החולוב שקדים משומר עשי that's a big חילש There are many poskim, these came of the Shulchan Aruch, who are chilek on this psak of the Ramah. It's a big kulin. So the Ramah shita is that in regard to a nisa deraise, there is a nisa of marasai. But in regard to a nisa something that is also the Rabbanon, there is no nisa of marasai. Some mele, let's say, you cannot put, let's say, suppose, You cooked. I mean, that's like parve milk. I mean, so in their days they didn't have the name parve milk, so they had cholov shkedim, emen milk. So that's parve milk. It looked like milk. It tastes like milk, but it's not milk. So the Ramah says that you cannot serve. Let's say, suppose you cooked meat, psar behemo. In almond milk, in cholov shkedim, it's all right. I mean, nothing wrong with that. So then, and you serve it. So then, you have to put, shkedim on the plate. In other words, that would be the heker. That would be the heker that it's not regular milk. It's only cholov shkedim. But without shkedim on the plate, you cannot serve. Mashein kei. To serve chicken in cholov shkedim, even without putting the shkedim, the almonds, on the plate, you are allowed. Why? Since it only involves an isa d'rabbanon, so there is no isa of marasayim regarding an isa d'rabbanon. It's a big chiddush. I mean, many nesikim are chiddush. All right. V'nuagu la'asis cholov mishkedim u'manichim bo psarim. So you can put chicken. In the whole of shkedim and serve it, and you don't even have to put shkedim in the plate. Hoy uveini rak mirabon, avon psal behemo yesh laaniach itzel ha'chol of shkedim mishum marasai kmo yishen nizboya liil simen samachvov liyin dam. All right. So this is what Ramos says. Osel levatel b'chol of vishom mitnei marasai. Now, again, the Yisrael of Bosa B'cholo does not apply to Cholo Vado. Let's say, suppose, Bosa in Cholo Visho, so there is no Yisrael. But, so he says, the Mechaba says, that it's Osa M'Rabon, with the Marasai. Osa L'Vashayu B'cholo Visho, with the Marasai. V'Nofal Yisrechatav Shir, Boteil V'Nzor Shir. He doesn't ask it because it's only Osa. Mishmarasayim, so he doesn't ask the tafsh. Then the Rabbi Ramo says, and that's not such a dog of poshut. He says, V'nira lifize, di kol shkun liosa livashe lechatchile, b'cholof tmeyo, o yibosa otomei b'cholof toi. So he says, since the Mechaba Paschus, since the Mechaba Paschus, like the Chumis Rajbo, that it's osa, to be mivashe yibosa, in cholovisho, because of Marasayim, Chalavayim, so certainly that it's also mitzvah Marasayim to be Mivashel, Cholov Tmeyo, I'm not of him, sorry. Bosotome in Holovisho. In Holovisho. In other words, why should he be Vashi left all? He couldn't eat it anyway. If it's Bosotome, so it's not, it's also Bachile. But it's also Bachile for a Jew, but it's Muta Bachile for a Goy. Bosotomecholo, so you're not allowed to be Vashi left and you're not allowed to give it to a Goy. Once it was this Vashi. But Bosotome, Bicholo, is not Osea. Is not also a mitzvah iser of bosom cholov, but so mele if not for maresayim, so it is mutter to be mivasheir. Let's say bosotomei bicholov, in order to do it to serve it to goy. So it's mutter, but you're not allowed to do it because of maresayim, because if it is also because of maresayim. To be mivashe boso in chalavisho, so certainly also to be mivashe boso tome in cholo. Vidachke boso behim, aval behim de rabbonon in lochus. So in other words, behim de rabbonon, so there is no easier to be mivashe in chalavisho, because that's again the shite of the Ramon, that where it's Nigei and Yisrael Rabbanon, then there is no Yisrael of Marasai. Now, all the Nisikeli Meskashes from the Gemara in Shabbos, come Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara says that we're not allowed to do things on Shabbos Mipnei Marasai. In other words, one is not allowed to let a behemoth walk outside, you know, dressed up with the bells and everything, that the way a behemoth looks when it's going to be sold in the market. Why? Because if you let the behemoth walk out with the bell on it, the way it walks out to be sold on the market, so people will accuse him. People will accuse him, will suspect him that he wants to sell on Shabbos. So even though Mekach Memcha is only Osam the Rabbanon, still there is an Issa of Maresai. And Kamo Vikamo Gemores, that mentioned that it's also on Shabbos Mishu Maresai, because people will be hating him, because it will look as if he is doing an Issa Rabbanon. And then we have Mishnes in Shviz, that certain things are also because of Marasayin, it might look, even though they're not Miloches in themselves that are also, but it will look as if he's doing Miloches, even though these Miloches that people think he's doing are only Osam the Rabbonon. So we see, I mean, that there is an Ian of Marasayin, even with the Rabbonon, but all these Kashes do not really represent a strong Kashe against Ramo, because Gabi Shabbos, and the same thing is true Gabi Shviz, there is a special Derabonon of Marasai. It's not the general Yisrael of Marasai. It's the special Derabonon of Marasai. Because why does the Gemore have to say that it's also Amishim Marasai to let a Beheime walk out Bizuk Shalom? Even though the bell, that's it Achshit, so it's not a Maseh, but you're not allowed to let the Beheime walk out on Shabbos with the bell on it, because Mishum Marasayim to look as if he's taking it to the market. See the market. Why did the Chachamim have to be misaken? After all, there is a general din of Marasayim. V'yisem nikim me'adishenu mi'Yisrael. That's mentioned in the connection of the God of the Ruch. V'yisem nikim me'adishenu mi'Yisrael. In other words, a person, every Jew, is mechuyev to maintain a pure record, even vis-a-vis the impression of the people. He should not act in such a way that people will think he's doing an avel. So the Mishnah Yishkolim says, in other words, when they motel in the Trumas Alishko, so then and they had to bring, let's say, the money in the Bisa Mikdosh, so they were not allowed to bring it in their baggage, because when a person sees and another person carrying something in his baggage, so what does it mean? It's stolen. So Mimele, even though he knows it's not stolen, you're not allowed to carry it that way. Just as today, if, let's say, if somebody is accused of a certain crime, and then it is shown that he received cash, so that's considered as evidence of money under the table. Why? Because if cash is given, so there must be something wrong with it. So melee, if the term is Trumas Alishko, when they carry the money of the Trumas Alishko, they carry it like this, under the jacket, so that will be, so it will expose them to suspicion. So we're not allowed, because the Yitzhak became Adishem in Israel. One is not allowed. In other words, let's say a person will pass by on Shabbos and he'll see that someone, a friend of his whom he wants to see, is sitting in the barbershop. So he'll go into the barbershop just to talk to his friend. He doesn't want to take a haircut. I mean, what wrong is he doing? So it's an affair of Marzayim, because if you see a person on Shabbos in the barbershop, what will be the obvious conclusion? If you wanted to talk to your friend, the obvious conclusion will be that you are sitting there because you are waiting for a haircut. So Mimele, it involves an Issur of Marzayim. So why does the Gemara have to say this thing is Osar on Shabbos, we're not allowed to let the behemoth walk with the bell because of Marasayim? There is a general Issur of Marasayim, and there is an infinite number of cases of Marasayim. It's impossible to spell it out on paper. I mean, what is Marasayim? It depends. I mean, it depends upon the circumstances. But here there is a special takone that you were not allowed to let the behemoth walk out with its bell. With its bell, even though it's a tachshit, so it's not a maset, so it's not even a shvisas bente, yes, a shvisas bente, because of Marasayim. The answer is, here there is a special derabono of Marasayim. Apart from the general Isaiah, as far as the general Isaiah of Marasayim is concerned, so it's only shayach if a person acts in such a way that he'll reasonably expose himself to chashav. Reasonably. So let's say if you want to make a telephone call and you know that there is a trefa restaurant, there is a telephone booth in the trefa restaurant, you go into the trefa restaurant to make a telephone call. So then if somebody sees you, so only if he's a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, so will be melamed zchus on you. But if he's not a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, he'll see you going into the restaurant, he'll say that you are going into the restaurant to eat. So then you'll complain against him. Alright, but the average reasonable person does not follow up the deen of Shulchan Aruch the way he should. So Mimele, if a person acts in such a way that he reasonably exposes himself to suspicion, then he's Eveya, the Yisrael of the Yisrael Nikim Adishem of Yisrael. But if a person, let's say, suppose you go outside and on that block you want to go home, and on that block there is a trefa restaurant. And you know that someone who is an enemy of yours, who is very hostile to you, and who likes to malign you, so he is walking, and you know that if he'll see you on that block where there's a trefa restaurant, then he'll tell everybody, oh, I saw him going into the restaurant. So does that mean that you're not allowed to go outside because you have an enemy who unreasonably will malign you? So that then the Yisrael of Yisrael Nikim Adishem Yisrael doesn't apply. So the question is, if there hadn't been a special aloche, v'loy bizuk, v'dimore, v'imbanen behim oyeitzo, afal pishu pokuk, so it's a tachshit, mishim dimer ze kemam dihor ozon lechimke, now, is that a reasonable conclusion? After all, the Gemara says it's a tachshit. So why is it a tachshit? Because tachshit depends upon the practice of people. So when people like to show off with their behemoths, some melee, they put the bell on the behemoth. So that is no lie. That this person is trying to sell it in the market, it's he dressed up the behemoth. with the bell because it's a dachshin. It's a dachshin. But there might be certain people who are looking to find fault. So you're unreasonably accusing you of doing the ragel. So if there hadn't been a special takone by Shabbos, then it wouldn't be osur. But here there is a special Shabbos issur. It's not in Lecha Shabbos, but it's a special Shabbos issur of Marasayu that is peculiar to Shabbos. So by Shabbos we find. But it has nothing to do with the general Israel of Marasai. So in the Meila, it's no kashe against the Ramon. But Ligabe Psarei Becholo Psarei Becholo of the Chachonim didn't connect this special Takone. So it only had the general Israel of Yisrael Mekim and Yisrael Yisroel. So in the Meila, as far as the general, of Yisrael Mekim and Yisrael Yisroel is concerned, so it only applies to Yisurah Deraise and to Yisurah Derabonon. Of course, it's a big chiddush. Why shouldn't we say that this general Nisa of Yisrael Kim Hashem Yisroel applies to Yisurah Derabonon too? So many poskim are chilek on Ramon, but this is the Ramon shita, that as far as the general Nisa of Yisrael Kim Hashem Yisroel is concerned, it only applies to Yisurah Deraise. It does not apply to Yisurah Derabonon. All right. Now, Beitim and Zoyim Beitis, Imen Gmureit, the Heine Sheyesh Lehem Chalbein V'Chalmeid Aval Pishe Mura V'Gidi Harizig Mur. So in other words, he paskins like most Vashemi that the Chachomim are Mekir, the Tanakami is Mekir, Dav Zayin Meite, and that Yaakov is Machmir and the paskins also like the Chachomim, not like the Bahag who paskins like Rabbi Yaakov, and also in the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbo, he paskins like the Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so the Chachomim say that as long as it has a helmet, the helmet is complete, the yoke is complete. So, umuta lo achlo v'cholo, avol ime inlo, elo helmet, osa, according to Rashi, it's muta, osa v'vashlo v'cholo, avol ime achlo v'vni atzmo, muta le echil achreyem gvino oi cholo. In other words, so what's the pshat? That even though he passed things like the Rashi, that when is it considered Gmureis? Gmureis is considered only when it has both the yoke and the wine. But that does not mean that if it has just the yoke and it doesn't have the wine, that Midaraise it's still considered Bosat. Midaraise, there is no machlekes between Rashi and Rashbo as whether Midaraise, the Shem Bosat is Boka as a result of the yoke being complete. Or the Shembosa is only poka if the yoke and the wine are complete. As far as the rice is concerned, everybody agrees that if it has the yoke, so it doesn't have Shembosa. But according to the Rashbo, Midrabonon, it has the Chalei Shembosa, as long as the wine is not complete. So since it only has the Chalei Shembosa, Midrabonon, not Midraise, so it's osea to eat it together with milk mamish. I mean together with milk mamish. Masheike, as far as the other rabbanon that you have to wait 6 hours, the Shio Sude is concerned, so we do not treat it like bosa. As long as the yolk is complete, So even though, even according to the Rashba, we do not treat it as basar, and it is allowed immediately after eating this egg, that in which the yolk is complete, to eat cholof immediately after it. Hamyushon ve'amihushol v'chamitvarye eleikinom v'chinam vashel basar v'mei cholof oi v'cholof meiso oi v'cholof zocho oi she'bishel dam v'cholof. So dam is not basar, it is poter. V'eleikin achelosei mishum basar v'cholof v'cholof zocho lo mikre cholof. It's not mitro cholov. Avol cholov meiso, umei cholov. So there is a difference. With the rabbanon, there is a difference between cholov zocho and cholov meiso. Avol cholov meiso, umei cholov, eischin hamachol mecholov atzmo. Va'afilu bibishu yesh le'eslachatre. In other words, so certain things that are mufke of an isha deraise, but with the rabbanon, it's considered as cholov. Mashein kein, other thing. So even in Rabbanon, it's not considered cholov. So he says, cholov zochol, mikra cholov kal. So mele, if that cholov falls into the deiro shel basar, it doesn't even last. But cholov meisa, so too, midrash said there is no isa of basar cholov. There is no isa of basar cholov. But cholov it is. So maybe with Rabbanon, it answers the mail. V'afilu bibishlo yishles alachatim. Yei shemri, di yose alachti so eish, tachas deiro shalom kichovi. Lifi shem mevashkin bohem pomim cholov, pomim bosa. V'amchate tachas deiro shalom, bo lidei bishlo bosa cholov. Now here we find a chidesh in that Gemara's mouth. Not that it's not mistabra, but it's a chidesh. There is no Gemara Mefarashis. Now, there is a halacha of a special Isser of Basar B'cholov. So what does Basar B'cholov mean? Basar B'cholov means if Basar is mispashel together with Cholov. So not only is it Tosav Achille, that's in Bishl is also Midrash. And there is Malkus, if somebody is mispashel Basar together with Cholov, even though his Kavanah is to be mispashel for a goy. So if a Jew will be mivashel basar together with cholov, for a goy is chayav malchus. Now the question is this: is there a nisa deraise of bishul basar becholov when you are not mivashel basar and cholov together much? Maybe one could argue that the whole nisa of being mivashel basar becholov is when you take a part and you put milk in it, and you put a piece of meat, and then you're mevashel. So the basar gives a tam directly. A tam basar in the cholov. The cholov gives a tam directly. A tam cholov in the basar. But suppose you have a pot in which, let's say, at 7 o'clock this morning, I cook meat in that pot. Then a goy comes to my house, and he says, can you give me a glass of hot milk? I like only hot milk. And then I take the same part, the clean part, in which I cooked meat at 7 o'clock this morning, and I boil milk in it to give it to the goy. Is that osel? So you could argue that is not osel. That's not osel. Because the special isel of bishul basar becholov applies only when the basar directly gives a tam in the cholov. When you boil milk together with meat, so then the basar directly gives it tam the cholov, or the cholov directly gives it tam the basar. Mashenkin here, when I cooked meat at 7 o'clock this morning, so then the meat gave it tam the day. Then I take the same clean part after I clean it out, and at 12 o'clock, and I cook and I boil milk in it, so then the basar does not give directly tam cholov. First, the basar gives it tam the deira. Now, when I boil the milk in the same pot, so the deira gives it tam in the milk. So it's a nesin tam, banesin tam. It's not nesin tam, banesin tam the deira. So that is muta nesin tam, banesin tam. But it is nesin tam, banesin tam the isure. Because when it's already the second time takes effect, so then it's already basar cholov.
That's what's the cholom.
So it's also. But we could say so it's also bachile. In other words, if let's say a Jew shouldn't be allowed to drink that milk that was boiled in the same pot in which at 7 o'clock meat was cooked, but to boil milk for a goy, why not? Maybe the whole issue of the zivash of diva chalavime applies only to the primary time of pasach cholom, when milk is boiled together with meat. Meat is cooked together with milk, but when it's in its time, but it's in time of pasach cholom, there is the law of mishvashel diva chalavime doesn't apply. It's just machile, but the law of mishvashel diva chalavime doesn't apply. Now the Primigodim discusses that question. So the Primigodim says as follows: that there is no, it goes without saying that according to most Rishonim who say that Tam Kikya is the Raise, and if Tam Kikya is the Raise, so then it's the Raise not only by the primary Tam, even by this Tam, by this Tam, is the Raise. Because what's the Pasuk for Tam Kikya the Raise Gvura Midyon? What does Gvura Midyon mean? In other words, the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe that the Jews cannot use the kelim that they got in Midian, but first they have to be magil. Why? Because if they're not magil, so then, and the Midianim cooked all kinds of dvorim asurim in those parts, so when the Israelites would cook dvorim amutorim, so then it would be an iser of Tam Kikya, but there it would be not the primary Tam, it would be not the Tam Rishim, but the Tam Sheni. The Nisi Tam, but Nisi Tam. The Nivele, the Chilev, the Dam gave the Tam of the Midyonim, gave the Tam in the Gdeire, and then the Gdeire, when the Israelites cooked Vaheter, gives the Tam in the Vaheter. So it's a Nisi Tam, but Nisi Tam. So we see that there is a loch of Tam Kikya with the Raisi, even regarding the derivative Tam, if it is Zure. So Mele, since there is a loch of Tam Kikya even regarding the derivative Tam, so Mele, the Primigodim says, so it goes without saying that the Iser of Bishul itself applies not only to a case where you mevashel cholov with basar in the pot, but to a case where you mevashel cholov in a pot in which within 24 hours basar was cooked. But he has a shayle. How about, let's say, Rashi passages like the Mandoma, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, so Tam Kikya is not the Raise. So he still could say that even according to Rashi, who says the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, so it is, but by Bosom Cholov there is a special Drosakosum of Tam Kikya. That's Bosom Cholov, because the Bosom gives a Tam. In the cholov gives a tam in the bosor. So some mele, it's also a hitme called the Rashi, the Tam Kikya. In Kolatel Kula is not the Raise, but the cholov is the Sakosov. But we could say, true, but the cholov is certainly Tam Kikya is the Raise. How do we know? Because the Torah says, Luzibashal Dibra Chalavine, but maybe that has reference, that posik of Zvashal Dibra Chalavine has reference only to Tam Rishin, the primary Tam, not to Nisi Tam, but Nisi Tam, not to a Tam Sheni. Not the Tam Shein, so he has a Shafi. Anyway, we see that this thing, so the Primigodim says that according to most Rishonim who pass the Tam Kikya the Raise, then it goes without saying that it's also to be Mevashel in the Forigoy, milk in a pot in which in the same day within 24 hours. So one cook meat. So it's also the Raise. It's also the Raise. Now, this is mentioned here in this Mordechai. Besides the other Chidushim in this Mordechai, Yei Shein. The Yosei Alachti Soei Shtachasdei Oshloi Vichovim Livishim Mebashlim Behem Piyomim Cholov Piyomim Bosa V'hamechat Tachasdei Oshloihem Bo Lidei Bishol Bosa Bechom. So in other words, if you are in a goy's house and the goy tells you please be mechat and stir the cholim under the pot, so he's not allowed to do it. Why? Because the goy is not zoyer and basar cholov. So sometimes, let's say in the morning, he might cook in the same pot meat, and then in the afternoon, he might cook milk. So mele, it wouldn't avail him to pick up the cover of the pot and take a look and see what is there. So even if he takes a look in the in the in the if he picks up the cover of the pot, the cover of the pot, and he sees that there is no milk and meat together. Or even if he makes sure he picks up the cover, or he lifts the cover of the pot, and he makes sure that there is neither milk nor meat. There is something else, potatoes are being cooked in that pot. But it's possible that it's 12 o'clock, so it's possible that the goy, at 7 o'clock he cooked meat, at 8 o'clock he cooked milk. So Memele, this pot has a bria of bosor and cholov. Now, when he's mechatli the cholim under the potatoes, so, and that expedites the bishul, so the bria of the bosor will be niflat, and the bria of the cholov will be niflat, and there will be a bishul bosor cholov. So in effect, there will be even an iser of bosor cholov. So you see from this Mordechai that it's just a meraisa, not only Osam Rabbonon, because if it had only been Osam Rabbonon, so why should it be Cheshish? Sveik Rabbonon Nikula, it should be Tele. Why should it be Cheshish? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat. But as long as right now there is no meat and milk together in the pot, even if there is milk, why should it be Cheshish? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat, maybe he did not. We are telling the Rabbanon. So we see that it's also Midraise, even for a goy, to be Mivasheyo. Not only it's also Midraise, even for a goy, to be Mivasheyo. Bosor and Cholov in the same part. But if the same part was used for Bosor, you're not allowed to cook Cholov in the same part. Yeshemrim dos alachti so each tahadir shel khovi ve shel vashlim ben kol mkholov kol mvoso va amchat et tahadir shel hem bon mish vos khol. Now I mentioned it in Shabbos. Now so here Rabbi Kleiger mentions a raya from this Mordechai negative tat. I discussed it in Shabbos. Now because after all he doesn't know whether meat was cooked. Let's say now there is milk in the pot. So he doesn't know whether in the morning meat was cooked. So and he's not mishaving to be mevashel both together. So let it be gavashel mishaving, and it's crazy it isn't, because maybe he didn't cook meat in the morning. So the answer is that's not gavashel mishaving. Gavashel mishaving is only shayach when the sopik is in the osik, not if the sopik is in the oval. Let's say nozir chayiv from fastings. Nozir is not allowed to comb his hair because that is a misikreishit. But to straighten out his hair with his hands, he's allowed, even though sometimes when you straighten out your hair with your hand, so you tear out hair. But sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So even if you do, so it's a double shin mishab, it's not a situation. So they are the sophic is nosy in the future. In other words, when I start, even nosy, start straightening out his hair with his hand, maybe he will tear out, maybe he will not tear out. So even if he tears out, even if it tears out, so it's a double mishab. Masheinkin, in this case, we cannot say, maybe he'll be mevashel bosor v'cholov or not, because we cannot say that. Why? Because it all depends upon a past event. If Lapishmai is galia that in the morning the goy cooked meat already in this pot, so then he will necessarily, By stirring the gecholim, he'll necessarily have to be mevashel the bosor, the bria of that bosor with the cholov that is now in the pot. So where the sofik is only in the future, so then it's not doshim mischav. The sofik is creation. So it's creation. So merely is masik on the tas, because the tas says that if, let's say, you have a box with many garments in that box, and you know there are many flies in that box, you're not allowed to close the box. Because by closing the box on Shabbos, you thereby trap, capture the flies. But if you don't know whether between one garment and another there are flies, so then you can close the box. Because it's not what you. So he says, but here the sofik is in the past. So maybe that's it. So I discussed it in Shabbos. Anyway, so we see from two chidushim. Two chidushim we see from the Mordechai. Chidush number one, that the iser of bishul of being nivash and bosor cholov together, even for a goy, it does not only apply to a case where you're mevashel concrete, visible meat with concrete, visible milk, But even if the pot is an invisible, blear bosom, you're not allowed to boil milk in that pot for a goy. And with the rice you're not allowed. Because it involves the Yisrael of Lissi Vashon Dib Chalavime. Chalavime. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, what Rabbi Greger says. What Rabbi Greger says. That there is, that when we say Dov Hashem Mishchavim, if the Sofik is in the future, but if the Sofik is in the past, so then we do not say, so Dov Hashem Mishchavim, we consider it a Sofik Psikreishe. So maybe it's the Chumre. Alright. Oit Kosu. The only Arif, Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Poso, in Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Cholo, the Litein Lifle Behemo, the Asurim Vano, the Asurim Vano. So why? Because it's Osea Banoi. It's Osea Banoi. Now, so the reason is why, this is Marim, the reason is why it's Osea is because it's Osea Banoi. Now, when Yama Ma'arei, Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Poso, in Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Cholo, that means hot water. And to give it for the behemoth, so it should, beside the Isra Noe, it should involve an Isra of Bishop. It should involve an Isra of Bishop, because it's hot. Because it's hot. Now, I knew a certain woman, she was an Isha Tzidkonis, I mean, she was not a Lamdonis, but her Kavone was Nishim Shamayim, and she was not an ignorant woman too, because if she had been an ignorant woman, she wouldn't have done that. This kind of Chumre can only emanate from a idea. But I knew a certain woman, an Isha Tzidkonis, she's not living anymore, so she had a separate garbage pail for milkshakes and a separate garbage pail for flakes. So everybody heard it, left it. I mean, there is no basis for doing it. But there is no reason as to why she should have been left at it. So it makes sense. And we have to understand why isn't everyone machmir to have a separate garbage pail for fleishiks and a separate garbage pail for milchiks, especially those who cook, you know, on a large scale. So many times they throw away, you know, a hot piece of meat, and then they throw away a hot piece of cereal. I mean, let's say, if they cook in a restaurant. So maybe it's bishul. And then the mashal shita is the daidova gush. There is bishul in the klisheni. So why shouldn't everyone have two separate garbage pails? One for fleishiks and one for milchiks. One for milchiks. Now, we see that from this ramo we see, oit kosvu, they le'arib mayim sheidichu behem kli boso, imayim sheidichu behem kli cholo, v'litein lifnei behemo, de'asurim banoi. So it's only because it's Asurim Banoi. When he gives it to the Behemo, as food for the Behemo, some melee is Anoi. But it should be also Mitzad Bishul. No, Mitzad Bishul, it's not us. Mitzad Bishul, it's not us. So then he says, then he says another thing. Oit Kosu, the Akli Sheisim B'mayim Nechvines Oreish, Eili Shamish Behem. Again, because of the Isra Anoi. The Eisim Eisim Eiv Yashal Akiro, Uregius, who in Sarif Shabbos of Hom. Vichel Lochem Yishlaeser Gabriel Yishlaish Menagdele Shabbat Anurim, Shabbisachir, Mishmitim Alim, Bomim, Bos of Holof, Menagdele, Shabbashim Fanurim, with everything lost because we don't have to be Heshish that this happened. So anyway, so the Ramo only asks these things because of the Isra Noe, not because of the Isra Bishop. Not because of this abishul. So if you want, you could say that when the Ramo says, "Oit kosu de'eli ari, mayim sheidichu behem klei boso, imayim sheidichu behem klei cholo, v'litein lifnei behemo, de'asurim ba'anoye," and you couldn't even say it. So you could say when it's not hot. If it's not hot, so then it shouldn't be also ba'anoye, because the midrash says it's only osea ba'achilein ba'anoye if it's the abishul. But mit Rabon ist das aber Achille, even if it's not the Arabisho. But Banoye, not even mit Rabon, it's also if it's not the Arabisho. So Monefshach, if he has reference to a case where he's in Arif, Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Boso, that is already cold, in Mayim Sheidichu Ben Kli Cholo, that is already cold,
So maybe it shouldn't even be also ganz klar about Noah either. Because he has frischige Grease. Mein Schiedich habe ein Klibosser. So what is it? Frischige Grease. Mein Schiedich habe ein Klicholov, that's milchige Grease. And then, and if it is cold, so maybe there is so maybe it's not a visual, so it shouldn't even be also about Noah. Even in Rabbono, it's not also about Noah if it's not a visual. If it's not a visual. You are allowed to serve to a goy a sandwich of meat and cheese, as long as the meat and the cheese were not cooked together. So obviously, the Rambam has reference to a case where he's me'ariv mayim that is still hot. So the mele, freishike grease becomes mi'urev, hot freishike grease becomes mi'urev, with hot milchike grease, with hot milchike grease. So the mele, he has anoye. But if it's hot, so it should be also mitzad bisho. Not only mitzad anoye. Not only mitzad anoye. Why does he emphasize the yisar anoye? So from this, we see a big chiddush. And with that, we'll be able to answer a certain kashi against the shach. I mean, we didn't go over the shach yet. The shach says, in Siv Zion, he says, the first big line in the Shach and Daf Kuf Tzadik. So he says, the Vada I bepishu lechud elekem mishumar es ayin, do yochel li shemivashe litzirach lifur. So one of the Mezikerim in the back, I think he's in the both. I'm not sure, I think he's in the both. So he has the kashe, so what if it's mivashe litzirach lifur? But this itself is us. So it's muchach from that Shach in Simen Zayin. In Simen Zayin is the first big line in the Shach. You see, well, the first big line is the first line, but then you have small lines. Just the first line beneath the column of the Mechaber. So he says, "The Vada the Bishul the Chud Elekem Mishumar Asayin Do Yochel Li Shemivashe Yoritzer Chifur." So the Shach is discussing here a case where a person is Mivashe Yo. Boso Tome in Cholov. Now, so there is no Yisar of Bishul Boso Cholov because there is a special Xeras HaKosov that it doesn't apply to Boso Pitmeo. But the Shaila is, let it be also, let the person be Mivasheo. Let the person be also to be Mivasheo Boso Tome in Cholov because of Marzayim, because it looks like Boso Beimoteo. So a person will think, the observer will think that it's Boso Beimot Meo, Becholov, is this Bashe. So he says, no, there is no Marzayim. Because why should a person reasonably accuse him of doing an Aver? Because it, after all, it's possible, sometimes people are Mibashe, Boso, in Cholov for a medicine. Not a medicine to be taken orally, but for a medicine to be applied on them. I mean, for a medicine, for an experiment, for a certain medicine. So, mimele, it's not awesome. So, in other words, that means the child arose years ago. There was a certain chemist. He was one of the outstanding pharmaceutical chemists in the early 30s. He was the head of the chemistry department in John Hopkins University. And he was a very orthodox Jew. He was not a Rambam. Dr. Mach was his name. He was the outstanding pharmaceutical chemist. And he was a very orthodox Jew, but he didn't know much. But he has shilas and everything. And he once asked the shayla whether he wanted, he was working on a certain project. I mean, whether the project is, whether he had to work on that project or not, I mean, that's another question. But he tried to find Taimei HaMitzvos on the basis of science. So Memele, he wanted to perform experiments on Boso B'Cholov. So he asked Kishayle whether he can be Mivashe or Boso B'Cholov for the purpose of performing an experiment. Not to give it to be eaten by anyone, Jew or non-Jew. And the psak was that he can. And why? So from this shach it's mashma that when a person is mivashe of boso b'cholov, not for the purpose of achilim. If a person is mivashe was a becholo for the purpose that it should be eaten by someone, even though it's is mivashlo for the purpose that it should be eaten, that it should be eaten by a goy. So it's the osar is high mountains. But suppose a person is mivashlo was a becholo for the purpose of refuah, performing experiment. So then it's not imosar. It's not imosar. Now why is it so? So that you can. With that, we can answer the kasha against the shach, because the shach says do yochli yishem bashli tzeirach refuah. So the kasha is, so what bishli tzav yosha? What difference does it make? What the purpose is? The answer is when the Torah asks bishli basa becholov, the Torah only asks bishli basa becholov when it's tzeirach achila. So even though it's tzeirach achila of the goy who is allowed to eat basa becholov, it doesn't matter. But if it's not tzeirach achila, then bishul is not osa. Now that you can be mitayik that from the Rambam. Now the Rambam in Perek Tesri, Luchas Machores Asures, Aluch Aleph, Aluch Beis, says as follows: Bosa becholov osa mevashle, v'osa loachle imateo, v'osa be'anoi, v'keiv v'neisi, v'afre yosa akeiv v'kol hanikvoi, mi sheyivashir mishneim kazayis keechod, leike, shenema lo yivashir v'di v'chalavim, v'chein oichel kazayis mishneim, מהבוסו והחולוב שנזבשנו כאחד, ליקה ואף על פי שלא נגישה. Now the same Dr. Mach, he discovered, somebody told him of that Akone, he never learned Gemara, but he was in soil kosher, he tzadik. So somebody told him that there is a Akone Sezre that Eichlin Shum believe in Shabbos. Because that's conducive to children. So he performed experiments, and then he found out, and that was a very important discovery, that garlic has a certain vitamin that is necessary to have children, to be productive. So this discovery is mentioned in all the science books. But the reason as to what led him to this discovery, no one mentions. But Dr. Mach was the one who made this discovery. Anyway, so he has the shayla and he got a psak. He got a psak that it is mutar. That is mutar. Yeah, as long as he's mevashel, boss of the hollow for the purpose of an experiment, not for the purpose of achille by any person, so memele, it's mutar. So he said, there is a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says, it says, V'chei lo yichol kazayis mishneyem ma'abosa v'acholov shenizbash bo keachot leike v'af al pishaloi bishe. Lo yishosa kakosuv mileeser ha'achile elo mipnei shosa rabish ki leimar v'afilu bishlu yosea v'im tzorich leimar achil osein ki moi sheshosa kuleeser ha'bas mi'acha shosa bas ha'bas. Now the Gemara says that the Rambam mentions it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That how do we know that Bosa Becholov is also Bachile? The Torah doesn't say us, Lo Yiseich Lo Bosa Becholov. The Torah says, Lo Yisevash, Vashel, Vdi Bachalei Vine. You shouldn't be Mivashel, Bosa Becholov. But, because three times it's mentioned. So one has reference to Achille, one to Bishul, one to Anoy. But here the Rambam says, that Lo Yishosa Kakosuk Mileeser Achille, Elo Mipnei Sheosa Rabishul, Kileimar Vafilu Bishul Yosea. ואם צורך לימר אחיל עושה, כמי ששוסק מלסר הבאס, מאחר שעושה הבאס הבאס. What is the Rambam want? Gemara says that the Afli Lysivashel, so one Lysivashel, has reference to Achille. Why does he have to explain? שעושה ככוס מלסר Achille, אלו כמי שעושה רביסו, כי לימר ואפילו בישול יוסה, ואם צורך לימר אחיל עושה. But that can be explained by taking notice of another Rambam. The Nikud on the floor in Misachas Kesis. Now that's in Perish Amishne in Chris Perish Lishi. And the Mishneh Daf Yudalot. So there it's mentioned, there the Rambam discusses the din, that if someone eats chilev kochim, so he's chayev two chatos. one on the score of Chelev and one on the score of Kochi. Now the question is, we should apply the din of Yisachar Arisa. Before he was Magnish Behemo, so the Chelev was affected with the Nisachar, so it was also the Chelev was also anyway. Then when he's Magnish, how could the Nisachar be Chal on Nisachar? So the answer is, it's an Isamesi. Now Isamesi has two aspects. There are two types of Isamesi. Isamesi is, one aspect of Isamesi is when a certain Chatiche becomes Oseh vis-a-vis a new person. So Mele, since he becomes Oseh vis-a-vis a new person, so he becomes Oseh against the other person also. Let's say, the Iseh of Ishisach can be Chal on the Iseh of Achisish. Let's say Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and then they are married to two sisters, Leah and Rachel. So Mele and someone will bow, and the woman who is both an Ishisach and Achisish. So we say that the Iseh of Ishisach is Chal on the Iseh of Achisish. Why? Because there is another brother. His brother is Shimon. Reuven is brother is Shimon, and there is a brother Levi. So before Shimon married her, she was asur on him anyway because she's achisishte, but she was not asur on Levi. Now when Shimon married her, so she became asur vis-a-vis Levi on the score of Ishisach. So Levi didn't say something. Isa, Ligabi, the brother Levi, so Mele, it's how Ligabi him too. That's one form of Isabisi. Then there is another form of Isabisi, when someone is Magnish Behime, so we say that even though the Chilev was affected with Isa Chilev before, but since before it was only affected with Isa Chilev. Chilev is not also Banoi. Now when it's Magnish Behime, it becomes affected with Isa Hanoi as well, so it's an Isa Mesi. That's a second type of Mesi. You shouldn't confuse it with the other Mesi, where it is of the Isa Rishisach being Chal, and the Isa Rishisho because it's Chal Igabe other brothers. So that's another type of Isa Mesi. So that's the Aloha, that if one eats Chilev Mugdoshim, he's Chayev on the score of Chilev, and it's Chayev on the score of Mugdoshim because of Mesi. Because as long as it wasn't Hekdesh, so it was only Osab Achille. Now it became Hekdesh, it became Osea, Banoyet. So then the Rambam mentions in the Pirush HaMishnah here, in Pirush Shlishi of Tosfos. So he mentions that if someone is Mivashe, Boso, Bechele, Boss of the Chile, and then he eats it, he is not Chayev Malkes on the score of Boss of the Cholo. Because in Nisa Chala Nisa, so the Rambam is the Kashe, why is Boss of the Chile different than Chayev Amidoshi? Chayev Amidoshi says Nisa Chala Nisa. Why? Because the Mikdoshi is made safe and Nisa Hanoi. So here too, Chile, before you are Mivashuret with Cholo, so the Chilev was only Osab Achille. Now when you are Mivashir, the Chilev with Cholo, and the Chilev is Bosa also. So it becomes affected with Yisra'anoye. So Niget, he says it with Yisra'anoye. It should be Chal, Ligabi Achille too. So he says, V'yeish bozeh nikudah miflo. And he says that, V'sivu yisom neged inecha. This nikudah miflo. A very important nikud. Says there is a fundamental distinction between Bosa Becholov, the Yisra Anoye of Hekdesh, and the Yisra Anoye of Bosa Becholov. By Hekdesh, so the Yisra Anoye of Hekdesh does not emanate from the Yisra Anoye. There is an Yisra Anoye per se of Hekdesh. Hekdesh is also Banoye. It doesn't emanate from the Yisra Anoye. Masha'im came, Bosa Becholov is also Banoye because of Rabbi Saloche, Ipsoche. So in other words, the basic thing is an Yisra'achil. But there is a general halacha. So Mimela Anoi is also Osea. So the Yisra'anoi is a derivative of the Yisra'achil. So Mimela we cannot say it's an Yisra'amesi. Gabi Chilul Mugdoshim is a Yisraelitzi, because the Yisraelitzi of Mugdoshim is not a derivative of the Yisraelitzi. So the Meir will say, since the Yisraelitzi is Chal, and the Gabi Yisraelitzi cannot say Yisraelitzi is there, so the Meir, the Gabi Achille, we do not say Yisraelitzi is there. But you can hear, we say Yisraelitzi is there. If you are Mevashil, Chilul, Bechol, so we say, then you eat it. So we say in Yisrael Isa, what we say it's a Meisi, because it is Meisi and Yisrael Noye. Why is it Meisi and Yisrael Noye? Because of Rabba Avuya Saloche. Kol mokim shenema liyecho yishkech lechem yisrael achila and yisrael mashma. So first, the Yisrael achila must take effect. Then, you get the derivative Yisrael Noye. But since there is Aloche of Yisrael Isa, so the Yisrael achila does not take effect, how can it become also Noye? The Yisrael Noye does not take effect independently. It takes effect as a derivative of the Yisra Achille. Vis-a-vis Yisra Achille, we say Yisra Achille cannot take effect because of Yisra Achille. But she ain't give Chilul Mugdoshim. So the Yisra Anoi is an independent Yisra Anoi. It's not a derivative of the Yisra Achille of Hekdesh. It's an independent Yisra. So in many ways, you can say Yisra Meis. This is what he says. So everybody raises two questions against the Rambam. Number one, the Torah doesn't say Yichal or Seichal, we got it as Bechol. The Torah says we smash with Bechol and Yimei. Where did the Torah say Yichal and Seichal, we got it as Bechol? That's number one. Number two, here there is a special love. Three, and the Rambam mentions it in the Minah Mitzvahs, because the Torah says three times the love of Mishavashim and Mechal Vimei. So the Yisra Anoi is a special love. It's a separate Yisra. It's an independent love. It's not a derivative of Achille, because just as Achille is Oseh, because there is a special love of Mishavashim and Mishpotim. So Bishl and Anoi is also Oseh, because there is a special love in Kisiso and Irei. So it's not a derivative. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam? The Pshat in the Rambam is, now, what does the Rambam say here? The Rambam says here, Roshosach HaKosov Yoleser HaAchile El Mishosach HaBish Kleima V'afilu Bishu Le'yoseh V'imtzorich Leima Achilosim V'tzachlim Achilosim. So the question is, why does the Rambam have to say that Achile is Oseh, because the Torah says Bishu is Oseh, even Bishu Al-Hazkamo V'chamo Achile. So it's a Gila Akro K'mu Yishosach Yoleser HaBas Me'achas Yoseh Bas HaBas. The Torah never spells out that one is not allowed to marry his daughter. The Torah spells out one is not allowed to marry a bas abas. But the daughter is not mentioned, but it's a galochena. And that's not an Indian of an ancient Nadin or a Masilim Nadin, because that's Gil Mitzvah Alme. It's not a Kalachimer of Yalfuse. It's a Kalachimer of logic. Because when the Torah asks a Basabas, and what's the core of a Basabas? Because she's the daughter of a daughter. So now it wouldn't make sense that the daughter herself is Mutales, is not an Ervo, and the daughter's daughter is an Ervo. So it's a Gil. It's a Gil Mitzvah Alme. In other words, that Kalachimer is not the Kalachimer of Yalfuse, that's the Kalachimer of logic. Even though we have to resort to Pasik, but once we have it in Surah Nikro, so then it becomes the Kalachimer of logic, not the Kalachimer of Yalfuse. Kalachimer of Yalfuse. So here too, the Torah says, Luisibashim Bechalimimei, you're not allowed even to be Mibashe. Allah has come of the Hamo, you're not allowed to eat. What kind of Kalachimer is it? What kind of Kalachimer of logic is it? I mean, what Kalachimer? Maybe you are not allowed to be mevashel, but to eat you are allowed. So if we say that the Yisra Bishul is only a Bishul L'Tzerach Achille, even Achille we go, but only a Bishul L'Tzerach Achille, but the Bishul L'Tzerach experiment, the Torah didn't ask her, then we can understand. Then we can understand. So he says, Kaleima, v'afilu Bishul L'Yoseh, v'intzorach Kaleima Achilosei, k'moi sheshosak m'leser Abbas, me'acha sheosah Abbas Abbas. So now we can understand that Kalachimia. If we are to assume that Bishul by itself is also not Mitzera Achille, so what kind of Kalachimia is it? Bishul is also Achille is Mutter. What kind of Kalachimia is it? But if we say that Bishul is only also Mitzera Achille, then it's Kalachimia. If the Torah asks if Bishul Mitzera Achille will be going, Allah has come in the Hamo, that the Torah asks Achille will be Jew, So now the next question against this Rambam is, Why was the Rambam saying Shosar HaKosim Lesser Achilu and Shosar HaVisho? So how do we know that Achilu is Osar? Because the Torah asks in Visho, so it's Kalachimer. The Kashi is, but Gemara says the reason is why Achilu is Osar, because we have free love. So the answer is this. The Rambam knew very well that Gemara and the Rambam mentions that Mesiv Ramitzvahs. But the question is on the Torah itself. The Torah mentioned free love Mesiv Ashkutu B'chalilimei to tell us that Bishlu is Osar, Achilu is Osar, Anu is Osar. Why did the Torah have to mention all that in the form of Bishlu? The Torah wanted to ask Achille, so instead of formulating it in terms of Bishlu three times, let the Torah formulate one love in terms of Achille. Why did the Torah have to express the Yisr Achille in terms of Bishlu? Why? So the answer is, here in the Torah wants to tell us that the Yisr of Bishul is only when it's Yisr Achille. That's why the Torah expressed the Yisr of Achille also in terms of Bishul. Because the Yisr of Bishul, if the Torah had expressed the Yisr of Bishul in terms of Bishul, and the Yisr of Achille in terms of Achille, then I would say Bishul is Osir even when it's not Yisr Achille. And Achille is also for a Jew. Now that the Torah formulated the Yisr, the love of Achille also in terms of Bishul, so herein we have a Gilu that the Bishul itself is only Osir because of Achille. So this is what the Rambam says. V'shosar HaKosim V'esar Achille V'shosar HaBishul V'lima Achille V'shivu Osir V'nitzor V'lima Achille Osir K'v'shosar V'esar Abbas V'shosar Abbas Abbas. Now, so too, here we do not have the love, the form of Leyechal Yisrechal, but on account of the three love of Mesivash of Yimchalimimei, and the halacha, the Bishul is only Yosam Yitzirach Achille, so the net result